You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of the new trading week, and thank goodness it has closed its doors because it hasn't been a pleasant day. On the telephone now is Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth, and of course, our resident commentator, Greg Davies, chief trader at Kratos Capital. Nick Kunze, we didn't have you on Friday, and we were talking quite expansively about the fact that we thought that this weekend would be a weekend of nervousness, and then on Monday we thought things would happen, and of course, this is Monday, and things have happened. What do you think?
Agree with all above. I mean, yeah, be careful what you wish for. We're all hoping for some sort of resolution out of Trump and China over the weekend, or maybe some sense of sanity would prevail, but it's been far from it. In fact, I'd say the two sides are now even further apart. I mean, the rhetoric was escalated over the weekend, and then I saw a couple of reports out this morning. Certainly, we started the day with the Chinese renminbi, or the yuan, is also traded, pushing through 7 to the dollar, lowest level in 11 years. And yes, to reiterate what you started out with, it's just been getting worse, actually.
Greg Davies is a supporter of Donald Trump. Just before we go to Greg, what is your stance on this extraordinary fellow?
I was a supporter in the beginning, but not anymore. I think he's hitting this world, this global economy, over a cliff at the moment, and I don't think he's going to back down either. So I don't think there's going to be any winners in this game, unfortunately.
Greg, what's the mood like on the market today?
Yeah, I mean, the trader's not happy. Probably the most swearing I've heard actually since Friday.
Oh, really? But, so one day ago.
Yeah, unhappy, and then the top. These are the type of times when traders go looking back. When I think the recent high was the 21st of June. Someone was telling me, and from then we're down about 7.5% on the Aussie. So the market's really taking and hammering, and these are eye popping numbers. The Dow at one point was over 600 points down. It's rallied nicely to only 540 down, but it's complete capitulation. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you only look back, literally Monday last week, so literally 1 week ago, the volatility index, or the VIX, was sitting at a rather calm and doing nothing 12.5%, and it's now up 25% today. It's up almost 60% in 5 trading sessions, which is quite an extraordinary move, actually.
Okay, let's have a look at the spot prices currently. Dollar Rand is a little bit better than it was, actually. It's only 14.88 against the US dollar. The British pound against the Rand, 18.06. The Euro Rand is 16.64. And the Euro dollar is 111.80. And let's go down to that all-important gold price, because goodness me, some people we know, Nick Kunze, myself and Greg, have been loading up on gold in the last 6 months or so. 14.59, the gold price, up 18. The platinum price is 8.51, which is up $6 an ounce. And Greg Davies, over to you for the platinum price, please.
Platinum is at 8.50, palladium up $13 at 14.23.
And Greg, do you want to mention what the iron ore price did today as well?
I believe it was about 6 or 7% lower. Don't actually have it on my Bloomberg.
6 or 7% lower, closed under $100, and you want to throw in the, I guess it's not often one we look at, but certainly front and center of this trade war is the price of soya futures, which were down the most anyone can recall, down 12% on the session today.
Yeah, and in fact, one stage today on the Singapore exchange, the iron ore futures were down 8.6%, $94.32. The Brent crude oil price is down just over 1% to $60.69 per barrel. Maybe one of you two could give us the update on the overseas stock markets. Greg, maybe that's you.
Yeah, the Dow at the moment down 560 points. The FTSE in the UK down 172. So, you know, the bloodbath continues. The Nasdaq down 220 points at the moment. Even the S&P down 54. That's massive. 2877 on the S&P. So, I mean, I'm actually taking a couple of screenshots here just to remind myself when times are good how bleak things can actually look.
Yeah, and of course, what this means is that we've got the domestic situation, which isn't particularly pleasant when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, when it comes to the unemployment rate, which we saw last week, Nick Kunze coming out at 29%, which is unbelievable. I mean, criminally unbelievable.
It is criminally unbelievable.
And now we have the insidious influence of the overseas markets as well. So we've got the double whammy here. Do you fear for the local market? Do you fear for the JSE? Do you fear for local stocks? Do you fear for the rand?
At some point, nothing goes down in a straight line. But I do share your sentiment that I feel that after we missed the 4 years, right? So we've missed the entire bounce of the S&P up to 3,000 with our own shenanigans. Yeah. And unfortunately, those who think that South Africa's due a bit of a catch up if this market turns are sorely mistaken, because if this S&P carries on dropping, don't forget it's had a 10-year bull run and the longest on record. We're not immune to it. We're going to fall with it too. So I almost feel sorry. We miss the upside, and now we're going to probably catch the whole downside too. So I think it really is a time for traders and investors to fasten your seatbelts, because with this volatility picking up, it's going to be a tough 6 months, I think.
But on the other hand, Greg Davies, we've got the top five movers on the JSE Securities Exchange being the following: Goldfield, Sibanye, Harmony, Anglo Gold, and Anglo Plat. I mean, this is amazing. Goldfield's up 8.1%, Sibanye up 6.97%, Harmony up 6.4%, Anglo Gold up 5.85%, and Anglo American Platinum up 2.6%. So if you'd have listened to us on the 5 o'clock shadow and the opening for the last 3 months, you would have made money.
Yeah, we were getting excited about 3 months ago when we said it's the start of a gold bull run, and the main reason is these massive big percentage moves, and some of these counters are really big if you look at Anglo Gold. So, I mean, 5.8% on a share like that, it's just amazing how quickly these gold shares have come back into favor. And you almost wonder where the market would be without them, really. We'd really be in the doldrums. And this is also helped by a weaker rand and in the PGM basket, all a lot stronger.
Yes, indeed. On the downside, Nick Kunze, we've got CAP, we've got RCL, we've got Aspen, we've got Altron, and we've got your Naspers down there at the bottom. Let's start with Naspers, Nick, because it's down 4.6%. And as an index tracker like you are, this is a huge, huge move.
No, it's a significant move. Look, I think that the tone was set this morning with Tencent closing down 4.27%. I'm sure you covered it on this morning show. But that really set the tone. And also along the lines of with the Chinese trade war, chip manufacturers, anything to do with that tech sector getting hit, and our little stalwart and our market darling, unfortunately. What goes up has to come down too when it takes it. So, yeah, it's a big move.
Greg, Aspen, 84 Rand per share, down 5.4% today. What do we say about this? It's a great company, and I'm a great admirer of Stephen Sard, but unfortunately it's gone from 450 to 84.
Yeah, I think we did say results around the 12th of September. That's going to be interesting. Also, a lot of debt in dollars. And, I mean, with the Rand, you know, you're earning emerging market currencies. You know, that can be problematic, and I think that's what the market's pricing in there. To a certain extent, it's broken through key support levels, which we felt were around about 90 Rand. It did have that intraday spike down to 70 Rand, I think, the day of the results. But this is probably, as a close, this is a 52-week low. I suppose a lot of stocks are on their lows, but this one really, really feels worrisome.
Yeah, it really does. What would you do with something like Aspen, Nick Kunze, because this has been a darling of the exchange? Is it another JSE disaster? Is it another Steinhoff?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think unfortunately, if you had to look at the price action over the last couple of months, you know, it hasn't rallied on the up days. And the days when the all shares been down 0.5% or 1%, this has been down 3 or 4%. And that just tells you that it's very, very heavy. I think it falls into the camp with what the JSE has been and what asset management talking about, is that any company that is carrying a lot of debt, and I think Greg's spot on with this dollar-denominated debt, is that look at the likes of the Tongaards, look at the likes of Aspen, a case in point.
Yeah,
anything that's got too much debt, the market just does not like that story. And these guys must be sailing pretty close to the wind. But I think, you know, on the face of it, you know, they are cash generative business. But at the moment, just out of favor. And on the down days, it's getting double hits, so stay away.
S&P down 2.2% at the moment as we pre-record this podcast, obviously. The S&P 500 futures at 2868, down 2.2% now. What do we do, gentlemen? What do we do? Do we say to ourselves, well, this is just the correction we were waiting for, and then we do what we've done for the last 10 years, and that is buy the dips? Or do we say, actually, this is the first real correction for a long time, so we sit on the side or even go short? Nick, start with you.
I would say this is certainly a time to be cautious. I say don't forget the US markets have had a lot. We're at the end of a long cycle, and we've got two egos fighting two problems. We've got PMIs around the world that are showing a slowdown, and we've got this central reserve banks around the world that are starting to run out of ammunition and coming to the end of their QE purchases. I think this is, if you've had a good run, I would certainly look at be lightening up. And I think I seem to be the latter. I think this might be the turning point now. And I think guys like Greg and myself or traders in the market might enjoy this volatility. But if you're an asset manager, I think now is the time to preserve capital, not necessarily make money in this market.
Greg Davies.
Yeah, I know. I hear what Nick's saying. He's quite right. And the difficult thing about markets when you're sitting in front of a screen and you're seeing your market down 1,300 points or 2.3% is to sort of get perspective, to try and stay calm. I think it's still a stock picker's market. I think there's going to be opportunities, obviously. Gold and platinum, you know, that'll be the safe haven trade. But just generally, the industrials look as though they're a little bit tired, especially the SA Inc. facing stocks. You know, we've got a difficult path ahead for sure.
Greg, give us those JSE indexes, or indices rather, as we close this conversation.
Yes, banks down 2%, financials down 2.18, industrials down 2.25. Retail is down 2.4. Gold index up 6.6. Platts up 1.5. The resources down a third. And that left the all share down 2.3%, down 1,300 points at 54,975. The bright side is the volume is just north of 21 billion.
Very good indeed. Nick Kunze, just give us quickly what the Dow Jones is doing.
So Dow Jones, as we speak, it's currently down 1.94% or 514 points, and the S&P in a similar vein, also down 57 points or 2%.
Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, Nick Kunze from Sandlam Private Wealth, thanks so much for your time this evening, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.